This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you terrible reviews all the time. That's all I got for this intro. Welcome to the show. Welcome. In my head, it was like a good idea to not have a recorded voiceover on the new intro music, but we are seeing today why it might be a good idea. I'm not positive. Either way, we're back on a Friday, and this week I had scheduled, you know, I'm trying to schedule these reviews now, trying to get a little bit better. I think the quality is lacking, though. Like, we need some more content creators in here. I hate that content creators dig, whatever. I need more people with me here, because I'm realizing now these are going longer than they used to, and it's just me rambling for 10 minutes about something worthless. And you guys shouldn't be on the toilet that long anyway. And if you are going to be, well, at least let's have two of us talking about something. So anybody, just come join me. Let's do this. I'm all set up for multiple people to be on this podcast. But today we are reviewing what it's like selling things on Facebook Marketplace. Kind of a random one, but I think applicable to a lot of people. This is something a lot of us do. And it's a great thing. I have sold, I've just checked my history today, 9 things on Facebook Marketplace. The first one being back in 2021, so not that long ago. In fact, yeah, I'm surprised I haven't sold stuff on Facebook before that. I maybe have, but didn't use the Marketplace tool. Either way, I've had great success with this because a lot of local people do use this, as well as the classifieds. I'm not going to get into the Facebook, like, I'm not going to talk about Facebook as a whole with this, just what it's like selling stuff on here. I'm not going to get into that, but I have sold, 9 things, 7 of which being guitar pedals. This is common. If you have guitar pedals or play, you know, oh, that's a lie. Actually, I didn't sell one of them. I've sold 8 things. 6 guitar pedals, and you know, they're quick turnaround. Like, you buy them, you like them, or you don't, and you resell them for about 80 to 90% of what you bought. If buying new, and if used, you're probably selling for the same that you bought it for. So really a good thing to get turnaround on. Music equipment in general right now is quite expensive, even used. But I've had great success with this. I think 3 of these pedals I sold were, I shipped as well. So utilized Facebook paying me out. And they charge like a 5% fee up to like $100, which I didn't even get close to touching, of course. But, and yeah, most of these sold pretty quick. I think you have good feedback, good, you can promote them in groups, whether it's like a music group for guitar pedals or other things. And I've had great success with this, not only just with selling things, because like, what does that mean? Great success. Sure. I sold stuff. I got money back, like, that I already spent, whatever. But actually, I've had 2 really good experiences with these cells. One of them was my, it's a Benson Germanian fuzz pedal. It's like a fuzz pedal, which is just a guitar pedal that makes your guitar, it's just a gain pedal. It sounds like fuzzy. There you go. And my good friend now, he had just moved here recently. And yeah, we weren't friends at this point. Don't even know him. Someone reaches out. Asking, you know, if they can come look at it. I think they asked if I could go like $20 cheaper or something like that. And either way, I was kind of like, whatever, I don't want to deal with shipping this. I assumed they weren't from Salt Lake because the account said it was from California. And then I got back from a trip that weekend and was thinking about it and was like, I do want to get rid of this thing. Like, hey, are you local to Salt Lake actually? Just felt like might as well ask. And sure enough, he just moved here. He came over, he brought his whole setup, his guitar, his pedal board, his amp, plugged the pedal into his chain, and then played it, tested it, ended up enjoying it. I ended up selling it for the amount that he had asked originally. and now we are very good friends. We are playing in a kind of a little band together that we're getting going, and probably we'll start playing live music this fall. And we've done RPG, like D&D group together. We're on our 2nd campaign. Honestly, him and his girlfriend are 2 of my closest friends right now. That's a Facebook Marketplace story miracle. Really, pretty amazing. Really grateful for it. We also play disc golf together regularly. We're very close friends, and it's all from Facebook Marketplace. So there you go. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. The other one was when I bought my townhome here in South Salt Lake, I had a washer and dryer pedestal, you know, like the stands for a washer and dryer, just sitting in the closet. And I didn't need them, you know, like had no use for them. The washer dryer here is like the space is for a stacking unit anyway. So I'm kind of confused why they were here in the first place from the previous owner. So I figured I'd sell them, you know, like people pay like some money for them. So yeah, if someone jumped on it very quickly. And so he buys them or says, hey, I'm going to, like, I want these. Yeah, can my wife come and grab them? And sure enough, like, she comes and she looked a little familiar to me. Like, I didn't know her, but she looked like someone I knew. And we just get talking, and it turns out that I had served my LDS mission. I served a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints when I was 19 to 21 in Milan, Italy, with her brother. And we lived in the same apartment for, you know, months. And it was a really powerful experience, actually, because he had just taken his life a year before this had happened. And yeah, sorry, I didn't mean for this to go this way, maybe, but just being able to, I was gone for the funeral, and I felt like really bad about that at the time. And just being able to like see her and see her brother in her, we shared a good cry together. And it was a very powerful experience, actually, just being able to talk to her about this. So, yeah, something that was really cool and unexpected. We took a picture, you know. She sent it to her family. I told my mom about it. You know, it was very unexpected, but very powerful. And that was all just from selling a washer and dryer pedestal on Facebook Marketplace. So you never know the kind of people you'll meet, the kind of help you'll be giving if you just like, you know, or selling something for cheap too. It's a good tool and can change your day or your life, and as it did for me in these two examples. So there we have it. And I would have to give it I don't know, you know, it just depends. Depending on the day, 8 out of 10. Boom. Today, the national day, is National Porridge Day. You know, I don't know how I feel about porridge. I just think, why aren't you eating oatmeal? You know, like porridge is just grain and like boiling grain and milk. So it's really mushy. But then the picture that they have on the nationaltoday.com has these like cranberries and blueberries and almonds. And now I'm like looking at it like, well, actually I do want that now. So, you know, maybe it's time to try some porridge and stop eating oatmeal all the time. And there you go. That's what I got for you today. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.